wait out the student protest as the final days of the semester tick down and graduation ceremonies loom. Arguments heard at the Supreme Court in Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. A ship traveling in the Gulf of Aden has come under rocket attack. It was the latest assault likely carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down 314 points. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our warming trend continues. Our storm-free pattern continues with a spectacular weekend forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Today, another warm day with a high around 85. Good bit of sunshine. I have the rain chances under 20%, so very tiny. Nights are mild. Overnight low tonight down to about 61. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, dry weather continues. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s right on through the upcoming weekend. A great forecast on the Gulf Coast beaches with highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And here he is, that master of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I want to be a Bob Harris big shot.
We would like that for you. Pam, what's your month and date of birth? Wait a minute. Let me just show you how tuned into women I am. I'm going to guess your month and date of birth.
Oh, watch this, Pam. Wow. It's going to be amazing.
You know, when you sabotage me when you do that, Joey. I know. Hang on so I can concentrate. I believe your birthday is early in the year because I'm feeling February.
Nope.
April?
Sorry. No, you're wrong. Sorry.
August?
No.
November?
No.
March?
No.
January?
No.
How many times have you been
June?
Married?
No.
September?
Yes.
I knew it. I told you. And I have a feeling that your birthday is early in the month around the 4th.
Nope.
8th?
Nope.
15th? 30th?
No.
31st?
No. There is no 31st.
I did that just to see if I could catch you. You're sharp. You are sharp.
Man, you know women well.
16th?
No.
12th?
No.
18th?
No.
3rd?
No.
9th?
No.
29th?
17th?
No.
25th?
No.
6th?
No.
7th?
27th?
Yeah. Well done, Greg. You are.
Wow.
You are.
I knew there
You're
was
so in tune with women.
Although I knew there was a connection here.
I knew.
Now, did I just not prove that to
that
the world?
Incredible.
Yeah, I was born on your birthday.
Probably a year or two after mine, right? The actual year?
What year were you born?
A long time ago.
In the days of yore, yes.
In an area code far, far away.
Oh.
So, 927.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pam, you're in the drawing.
Thank you. I was thinking about coming to Bomb Hours on our birthday.
That would be great because I'm going to be there. I would love to meet another celebrant.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to try to make it.
Please do.
All right.
Thanks.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And there you go. Now you know why I know women so well. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Our Big Thursday Goes By in a Blursday package with Mark Robert at 3:30, David Blackman at 4, and our special guest sidekick, Pamela DeBute.
Hello.
And here they are.
Jeb, give us that extra welcome.
Please clap.
Always need to learn that you can never wish a sound effect into existence. Now, I have to do something here. This is rare, but I accidentally got rid of my guy that says no, and I have to reinstall him. Sort of like we installed Joe Biden in the White House, like a toilet that needed to be replaced. Piece of crap. So let's see if I've done it.
No.
No, it's not the right one. So now I got to go find the original. What am I going to do if I can't find it? Let's see if this is the one. Uh-oh. I managed to get rid of my most important sound effect. This is a crisis. No morons, no pictures, no tuning, no way. No. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is it. Hang on, we might not be done yet.
No.
Hey, he's back! It's kind of a complicated digital thing where if you remove something and don't immediately pasted, and I forgot to do this. I put something else in there. You can lose it. Fortunately, aren't you happy to be back?
No.
Is there another show you'd rather be on?
No.
I didn't think so. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. It's like at the beginning, it's a little, it's, you know, The news sucks.
I know.
It just gets worse and worse. In fact, I found something on Facebook that I think will be a fun distraction.
Okay.
And this is, anybody that's ever been to a wedding or some kind of a celebration where they bring in a band.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I saw this a ton in Chicago because almost every wedding had a polka band. But this is, this looks like a condo association event. Because the guy that's on stage obviously has been dreaming of being a rock star his entire life.
And
this band, my friend Marianne sent me this earlier today, they're doing Pinball Wizard. It's on my Facebook page, and if you need a break or you need a laugh, by all means, go take a look. But here's a listen.
In an amusement hall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is too much.
He stands there like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers. He really plays it clean, plays by intuition. See the digits fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
One of the commenters on this thing, and again, it's on my Facebook page. You got to see this. We've all seen this.
You have to see the dance moves.
Yeah. I mean, he is in all his glory. He must be, I don't know, he's bald, he's fat.
Gosh.
And he's dressed like a refugee from the 70s. And they're mugging for the camera and doing all this corny crap.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, they were the kids who were doing shows in their living room for their parents at 6 years old.
I love that.
Fully dressed up, microphone, everything.
I think you're 100% spot on. Wait, we have a call here. It's probably a complaint. Hello? You're on the air.
Okay, my ears are bleeding. It's Chad.
Chad! He's our legal eagle and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
I thought that guy was great, Greg, didn't you?
Well, he was something else, man. He knows his moves.
Oh, man. Hey, I got to tell you something. My hair was funny today. I mean, sure. It's funny to me how crazy. I mean, it's part of the crazy, some asshole type stuff that's going on. So they had these protests over at Emory, right? And a bunch of folks got arrested. So Emory releases this statement, and I'm listening to the story on WSB. You know, that's the big blowtorch over in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, Emory released a statement saying that, you know, these people involved in the arrest are not students and that they condemn the protests and all that kind of stuff. And the very next story WSB plays is several of the arrestees included professors from Emory.
That's nice.
I'm like, it's not our students, it's our teachers.
Yeah, that's even better, right? God.
Oh, my gosh. And that happened up in Columbia, too. And in NYU, I think they've arrested several. You know, left-wing, wacko, and I'm not just talking about left-wing, I'm talking about people who advocate violence.
Yeah.
And violence. I can deal with...
Which is pretty much the entire Democratic Party now. I'm not making any excuses for them. They're a joke.
It is insane.
I never reference what happens on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a caller towards the end of Joey's show talks about being a Democrat, and I said, why would you even say that in public? That's embarrassing. Right. When you look at what's going on today... 7.5 million million people that have crossed the borders that are here illegally, people openly taking the side of a terrorist group on college campuses. I got nothing better to do. Today taking a big dump.
Yeah. Christopher Wray testified yesterday that we have the highest terrorist threat ever.
Yes.
Because of the border.
The border, mm-hmm. right. Because and then they have the balls to blame Trump. He was building a wall last I checked.
I know. You talk about gaslighting. You know, they're out of gas. They've gaslit so much, they're out of wicks and they're out of gas. You know, it's just...
Man, gas holes.
There's your gas holes. Yeah. There's nothing else they can point to, you know. But I just remember when they're pointing one finger at Trump, four fingers are pointing back at them. You know,
maybe America's finally waking up to this. I mean, are we so married to a political ideology that we can't, that we're willing to just go down with the ship?
Well, I'll just tell you this. You know, anybody who has clients out there that deal in manufacturing and service industry, they'll tell you what's going on.
Yes.
They are already feeling the recession. They're already talking about layoffs and reductions in force and things like that. It's pretty common.
Chad, there's already 1.7 million full-time jobs lost already. I mean, it's bad.
I know. Well,
and every business, including ours, feels that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have today, the GDP for the first quarter was 1.6. I'm sure Brand will have something to say about that.
Oh, he called us at 8:30 this morning. This is very bad news.
Yeah, it's bad news. And the inflation rate, you know, the producer price index, I think inflation rate's up also. Like, both of them are like a point higher than predicted, right? Or
yeah.
A point lower. You know, so
and then they always revise these numbers further down the next month, so it's worse than we saw. It really
is. I want to hear Brandt this afternoon. I'll try and call in when he's on because I would like to see what his thoughts on this. But ask him if he thinks that the macroeconomic and microeconomic scenes are starting to match up. In other words, everybody has seen this stuff kind of on the micro level, but it doesn't make it into the news. But now it's starting to show up in the overall economy and the macro level, and it's proving what Brand has been talking has been coming for, you know, a year, year and a half. There's nowhere to hide anymore. The Federal Reserve is out of arrows in their quiver. There's no way to print any money. They know that if they raise interest rates any higher, we go into recession. They know if they lower interest rates any lower to keep us from going into recession, then the inflation rate's going to go through the roof. And today, I think the prime rate is the highest it's been in like 7 years.
Yeah, so, there's it's not going to soften. It's bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a son who's 30, and you tell somebody who's 30 years old is getting ready to buy their first house with a baby and everything, and all of a sudden they see an 8% interest rate. You know,
it's terrible.
It's like $1,000 more payment on the median income house. Right. So and that generation. If you're in the 22 to 35 year old range, you might be the rental generation.
Yeah, because I think Morris Capuano explained this to us once that every quarter point adds like $38 or $40.
It's wild.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. Oh, by the way, since the interest rates are so high right now, we are now paying $1 trillion a year on the federal debt.
Right.
$1 trillion.
Chad, do you remember the outrage that we all expressed on this station when Obama was president?
Oh, yeah.
And the annual or the total national debt hit the $10 trillion mark.
Yeah,
it's three and a half times that now.
Mm. Well, it's $1 trillion per every 3 months now, I think, that Biden's been adding to it. Oh, but don't worry. You know, he's cutting the deficit. He'll tell you that.
Sure, he will.
He'll tell you that. At the same time, he's telling you that he was a truck driver, that he was raised in a black church in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. I mean, and it's like this guy. You know, there's no lie big enough that he won't tell. You know, there just isn't. If his lips are moving, he's lying. You know. So, let me just say one thing about the Trump Supreme Court case today.
Sure.
I think he's going to win on a part of his claim, and that is he's probably going to be held to be immune for acts that occurred while he was still actively in office up until January the 20th. For stuff that happened afterwards, though, there's not going to be any immunity there. But a half a win is good, and more importantly, he's delayed Jack Smith's criminal trial until past the election for whatever it's going to be, because the court's decision is probably going to come out. It's probably going to come out the last day of the court, which is, you know, I think July.
Saw an article today, Chad, that described Alvin Bragg as Trump's best lawyer. Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I agree with that, except for you got a wacko judge and a New York jury, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the problem with that. But if the New York Times is allowing op-eds like they did yesterday, talking about how ridiculous the case is, that tells you something right there, you know? So, because remember the last time the New York Times let a conservative write, I think it was Senator, what's his name? And he was writing about using the National Guard riot. There was a riot at the New York Times, and then they apologized for publishing the senator's op-ed opinion on
Josh Hawley, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it wasn't Josh Hawley. It was the other guy who was former military guy where is he from?
J.D. Vance?
No, it's not J.D. Tall guy, kind of thin, looks like a basketball player. I don't know, I'm getting old, Greg.
That's why I'm not helping you or being of any help. I want to help you, but I'm...
You're old, too.
I can't think of who it is either.
Okay, so even the youth says we don't know.
The semi-youth.
The youth.
The youth, yes.
The youth. All right, you guys have a great afternoon. Love the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And it's going to get really interesting here shortly when Mark Robert joins us. Lots to talk about. Have you ever had a chance to watch America's Untold Stories?
Yes.
I love the show.
Yeah.
I just put it on and I get engaged. Mm-hmm. And Mark is just the most amazing storyteller. And he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Brant, by the way, will be along at 5:15 to tell us the impact of those GDP numbers. I mean, it wasn't just a miss. They were expecting a 2.4% growth. It came in at 1.6. Mm. They always revise these numbers down a month or two later, at least in Biden's presidency, so it's worse than it looks. And what is this going to lead to? He analyzes that for us, and if you want to sit down with a financial planner and get the scoop, you can reach out and make an appointment with Brant at 387-0094. Let's get our first look at the roads this afternoon at 3:22. Mark Wilbur is now 8 minutes away.
In Montgomery, we've got light to moderate traffic flow all over the city. Busiest on I-65 and 85, East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, also a bit congested this afternoon, but no major problems. If you're leaving Montgomery on I-65 southbound, when you get down below Tyson Road, right near 151 mile marker, we've got an overturned vehicle. They're continuing to work. That happened earlier. Just be on the lookout for it. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Want to sell your car? McKinnon Toyota needs used vehicles, and they'll make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. After weeks of delays, the Alabama Public Safety Committee voted Wednesday to advance legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also known as the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. A Georgia woman is dead following a Wednesday morning crash on I-85 in Macon County. 45-year-old Carrie Chambers' car left the road around 5:30 a.m. near mile marker 34 and overturned. Chambers was transported to Baptist Medical Center East, where she later died. Theo Catetius, co-owner of the iconic Chris's Hot Dogs in downtown Montgomery, has passed away. Chris's Hot Dogs is the oldest family-owned and operated restaurant in Montgomery, having opened its doors 107 years ago by Theo's father. No word on the cause of death at this time. Theo Catetius was 78 years old. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Weekend. Even the nights are milder. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low temperature down to about 61. Then for tomorrow, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, highs in the middle 80s each day here, 70s down on the coast. Dry weather with lots of sunshine with the risk of showers and storms holding off till early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
A man with pause. Pause. Joining us now live from the West Coast, the man who is part of the great resistance out there and America's greatest storyteller, the co-host of America's Untold Stories, my favorite YouTube channel. Jeb, let's get everybody excited again to welcome Mark Robert to the show this afternoon.
Please clap.
Wow. How are you, Mark?
Pretty good. I'm just cleaning my wheel wells with Armorall Ultra Shine, Greg, a product that I endorse and recommend to the people of the Great River Valley of Alabama.
Hey, a little bonus today. Rosie has been under the weather this week. I think you know that. And filling in for her is Pamela Dubuque, who is a good friend of the show and a watcher of America's Untold Stories, right?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. Hey, honey.
She is. She really is. Mark, the episode that you guys came out with this week is just incredible. And one of the things I wanted to touch on first was the idea with the Kennedy family unanimously.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'd like your take on this. I'd like some of what we heard on America's Untold Stories. I obviously want people to watch the show. And so many other things that you hit on this week that I can't wait to hear these shows and the stories you have to tell.
Well, you know, I said about the Kennedy family, I just said, imagine if the entire Bush family came out and denounced George W. Bush when he was running for president.
Right.
Right.
You would say, that is a little weird, Greg.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to even faze the RFK Jr. fanatics. They just seem to poo-poo it and say families are families. But when you have a political family dynasty with so many different Kennedys coming out and denouncing the guy, I mean, you have to. I don't know them. I don't know him as well as his family does, Greg.
I would love to know. Do they fear something coming out? It just seems.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, there's a secret in here. You have any speculation on that?
Well, I mean, they grew up with this guy, and they're the ones that saw him as a heroin addict. They're the ones that saw him arrested repeatedly. They're the ones that saw the debacle that was RFK Jr.'s life. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, we're supposed to accept the fact that this was then, that was then, and this is now kind of political theory. You know, where 2 minutes ago, he did something, you know, a bunch of different things that were so far left as to put him next to Che Guevara. But now we're supposed to just forget that even happened because this is the new RFK Jr. who has an extremely far-left vice presidential candidate who refuses to acknowledge or say anything other than there's pollution on the earth. She won't address her position on Israel. She won't address her position on Joe Biden, who she's given money to. I have a feeling that she may not be as strongly in support of Israel as RFK Jr. is, and they refuse to let her address any other political issue except the border and the environment for a reason. She gave him, the day he endorsed her for vice president, she handed him, by her own admission, a $2 million check. And if that is not paid for play, I don't know what is, Greg.
Well, in this business, it would be called payola.
It would be called payola in the rock and roll business, for sure.
In fact, I'll bet you have some insights on that topic as well. So, I just thought that mighty odd that even the family, down to everybody, said, no, we don't support
even,
you.
Even Rory Kennedy, who was inside her mother's womb when his father was assassinated in 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel here in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard, even Rory Kennedy, who wasn't alive yet, has denounced her own brother.
That's unreal. That's absolutely unreal. And who is he, in your opinion, who is he taking votes from right now? Is it Biden or...
Well, again, it doesn't, you know, these national polls, of course, meaningless. It only depends on where he is and what time and space he's there, because putting him on the ballot like they were celebrating on being on the ballot in Utah is, of course, meaningless because Trump won 85% of the vote in Utah. So who gives a crap about Utah? And now he's on the ballot in Michigan, where him taking 1% to 5% is going to decide the election, which is what he wants. It's not about Utah, my friend. It's about Michigan. and he wants to be a power broker. His entire plan to win, his entire plan is a million-to-one Hail Mary to throw this into the House of Representatives by denying both Trump and Biden less than 271 electoral votes. That's his plan. That's the ultimate and only plan he has to win this election. If that's your only plan, I think in the dictionary it says you're a spoiler.
Yeah. Or an anarchist with a slightly different approach.
Well, anarchist or spoiler, either way, he has no path to victory.
Right.
And yet they refuse to even acknowledge that. There is no way, based on our two-party system and him not being on all the ballots, it takes about 150,000 signatures just to give your audience an idea of how to get on the ballot in Texas. 150,000 signatures, that's after they're all thrown out. That's after, you know, bad ones are deleted. That is a huge amount of work to get 150,000 signatures on a ballot. This guy is having rallies. You may want to discredit Bernie Sanders as much as you want, but Bernie Sanders had rallies with 20 to 25,000 people.
Right.
RFK, who claims to be a populist, has had rallies of 500 people, Greg.
No, that's nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely zero popular support.
Speaking of rallies, and I always love your take on what's happening in your former state of New York, Trump, and there's some supporting headlines to this, says he thinks he can take New York in November. What's your take on his take?
My take on his take is to get out of New York right now, walk out the door of the trial, and not come back. He should never step foot in the state of New York again, nor should his kids, who are going to be indicted after him. This is a cesspool. He has to leave the trial immediately because he will be remanded into custody, and he will not have that alternative when the jury comes back in 5 minutes with a 12-0 verdict on probably 17 of the 34 counts, or 20 or 5. It doesn't really matter. This 12-0 jury decision will leave Marchant in the position to have him remanded into custody at that time. What I've been saying for months is he's got to walk away from this trial. This is not a federal trial. There's no marshals that are going to arrest him when he's on the stump in Michigan. He has to cut his ties to New York and get the hell out of there. Just look at Alan. Look at Alan, his CEO, from Trump LLC. Look at what Alan Weisikopf is going through. He is currently incarcerated for the second time in Rikers Island. That's his CEO of the Trump Organization.
And what's her name?
That's where this is going. That's why his CEO is in Rikers Island right now.
What's her name? Letitia James doesn't seem to be satisfied that that obscene bond that she was able to create at the outset of the first trial. She wants to go back and have that reinstated so she can start confiscating his property.
The property is to put these illegal aliens into the property themselves. That's what she wants to do. Her goal, her Marxist answer to a lot of this stuff, is to seize private property in general, not just Trump's. They want to seize private property and foreclose on them. The bottom has dropped out of the corporate office building market in New York and other major cities. If you look at the prices that these buildings are selling for now in Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., and New York, these are empty corporate business buildings. The prices have dropped 80%. Buildings that were $240 million in Chicago are now selling for $2 million, empty buildings.
Wow.
The cities, this is absolutely true, there'll be no tax base, obviously, from those empty buildings. But, on the other hand, the cities themselves will purchase these buildings and begin to use them for the homeless and the illegal aliens to live in. Mark my words.
Why is this country so reluctant to look at what's happening here and take seriously things like you're discussing and react? I mean, it's astonishing to me that anybody with two connecting neuroreceptors would vote for another 4 years of this crap. Yet I have a feeling of delusion. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, it's an amorphous problem. In other words, in Pennsylvania, for instance, he's going to lose the state of Pennsylvania, Trump, right? So, it's like the polls are tied, whatever it is. They're going to steal this in Philadelphia that night. Everybody knows the steal is going to come down in Philadelphia. After every ballot is counted, they are then going to have Philadelphia come in with the late absentee ballots. What I suggest has to be legislatively built into the system is that the major cities go first. In other words, you declare your total ballot count from your major urban center of every state, and you're done. And now we're going to reverse the process and count the rural areas and suburban areas last. A legally reverse process of vote counting to avoid these urban blue centers from stealing elections in states around the country.
Yeah.
Do you anticipate the Republicans are strategizing to not make the same mistakes that happened in 2020? Are they going to, can we count on them to at least try?
Well, no, they're definitely trying. They now want and have succeeded legally to create more absentee ballots in Pennsylvania. They believe that's the answer to Pennsylvania, is to create even more absentee ballots. What's going to happen in Michigan, for instance, you're going to have absentee ballots for RFK's election, for RFK's slot on the ballot. So those are more absentee ballots that could be slid over into the Biden column late at night. Having more absentee ballots is the way that Michigan is going to be stolen for Biden. Trump is going to lose Michigan and he's going to lose Pennsylvania. I'm not saying he's going to lose the election, but he's going to lose those two states right off the bat, simply because Bobby Kennedy is allowed to be on that ballot in Michigan for a reason. Nobody cares that he's on the ballot in Utah. Michigan is going to allow the Biden people to take those ballots and move them over into their boxes.
Man. So far, there's nothing here that's making me feel too optimistic.
I know.
I don't know. I'm just telling you as I see it.
That's what we want. That's why we talk to you, because that's what you do.
I mean, the fact that they're not doing anything about this, I can't help that. But it's quite obvious to me what is going on. Trump now, an unindicted co-conspirator in Arizona on a slate of electors who are just a parallel slate of electors for the 2020 election, including Giuliani. They're going to be indicted in Arizona for having a slate of electors, which, of course, is not a crime at all. And then you've got the unmasking of the documents in the case in Miami, showing that there was collusion. I mean, there's collusion throughout this case in New York, was because Colangelo came out of the Biden administration Justice Department, who's the prosecutor in the case in New York.
Yeah, that document case, the stuff that's being unredacted, clearly states the Justice Department is complicit in, for political reasons only, got nothing to do with justice. That's sickening.
That's why we're starting to get into Watergate on America's Untold Stories.
That's my next question.
Yeah, we did the episode with Jeff Shepard, who was Nixon's attorney, who actually transcribed the Watergate tapes. He's the most knowledgeable man in America on Watergate, the history of Watergate, and has currently, through the Freedom of Information Act, this guy is an unrelenting dog of war, has gotten documents showing collusion between the different branches of government to get Nixon. And it looks exactly like the Trump game plan that they're using against Trump now.
Our guest is Mark Grobert from America's Untold Stories. I'll say it again. It's my favorite YouTube channel. And I found them because I was looking for fresh takes on JFK's assassination. And I hit a gold mine. And I must warn you, it's habit-forming viewing. And when you guys were talking, you and Eric Conley were talking about Watergate, I realized it's the upcoming is the 50th anniversary of Nixon's resignation.
That's why I started it, yeah.
And you mentioned names. Spiro Agnew just kind of vanished into history when he resigned. I remember how abruptly that occurred. But I can't wait to hear what you have on that. And you also mentioned another name. And I wanted to bring something up that maybe you could shed some light on, if not now, down the road. But E. Howard Hunt.
Yeah.
And because I was in Chicago, I was working for NBC. I made my on-air debut on Pearl Harbor Day in 1972, when a United Airlines plane crashed about a block down the street from where my girlfriend lived. And I went to the news director and said, I know that neighborhood. Let me go there. He gave me the hotline number. Call in as soon as you have something. Well, I knew how to get there through shortcuts. All the main roads around there were just clogged with gridlock traffic. And everybody can see this pyre of smoke and fire rising from this residential street. I got there while the plane was still sitting in the middle of the street on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
When I was there, the house next door to where the plane came to rest, I dated a girl that lived in that house. So they let me into their kitchen so I could report.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking down, and Mark, in the middle of all this, FBI agents come in. Once they were able to access the baggage area of the plane, 45 out of 63 died in this crash. There were people that lived, mostly in the tail section. Well, out of that midsection of the plane where the luggage is stored comes a valise with $10,000 in cash belonging to Dorothy Hunt.
Yeah.
And there was a guy ahead of his time. His name was Sherman Skolnick. He was a lawyer who insisted that that crash was deliberately created to destroy evidence and to kill not only Dorothy Hunt, who had just become estranged from E. Howard Hunt, but a CBS reporter who was trying to get her to go on the record with some new facts on Watergate. And that is something I can't wait for you guys to get to. It's going to be so fascinating.
I mean, the Hunt story is really his asking for legal fees and living fees, which was not illegal at the time.
Right.
They made this into a bribe and blackmail as part of Hunt to the White House, which is not true. I mean, Hunt asked for and received money for legal fees, as did the other defendants, by the way. That is not illegal. What was illegal was John Dean was the mastermind of this entire thing, and he was put into a position to protect himself while fingering Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and John Mitchell and save his own ass. The whole plot really is the guy who hired Howard Hunt and the guy who hired G. Gordon Liddy was John Dean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Nixon knew nothing about it. They weren't involved with the hands-on events. John Dean is the guy that sets them on the trail to get the president, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Mitchell. And that was to save himself.
Wow. This is going to be so much fun and so fascinating coming up at that anniversary.
Wait till you hear the episode on Bob Woodward.
You're dead, bro. I can't wait. This is just one question. I'm going to throw it out there because we're almost out of time. But the movie All the President's Men, is that a fairy tale or is that fact?
Total fairy tale, my friend.
Yeah.
Total fairy tale.
I thought you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, total fairy tale. The real situation will be revealed when we do the episode.
But right.
I mean, you know, Mark Felt was an alcoholic, democratic liberal. His wife was put into a mental institution. His daughter escaped and joined the Weather Underground, the terrorist bombing group. I mean, the Mark Felt story, which I will do an episode on Mark Felt, is enough for the price of admission. Because the story of Mark Felt, of the embittered man who didn't become the head of the FBI when Hoover died and was determined to take down the entire government to express his bitterness, shows you the vulnerability of the system.
Yeah, and interesting, he confessed to being deep throat just before he died.
Yeah, and that was verified by Woodward and Bernstein that he was deep throat. But there's other elements to this story of L. Patrick Gray, whose confirmation process went up in smoke. There's a lot of side stories. We're going to do every major character like we did with JFK, and we're going to come out with a series of Watergate trading cards for the kids at home.
I can't wait. Let me just remind listeners, you may think you know a lot about JFK, you may think you know a lot about Watergate. You don't know anything. I'm telling you, get ready, because you're going to hear stuff that you've never heard before, and this man backs it up. This guy is...
I'll tell you this.
I can't wait.
I'll tell you this much, and then I got to go. I think we're running out of time, but I'll tell you this. I was watching Nixon's resignation and the Watergate hearings in the summer of 1974 in the Kennedy compound in Narragansett with David Kennedy, who would later die in Palm Beach, as we said.
Yes.
And we were, you know, drinking. We were in college. It was like, you know, the summer when we were all from college.
Right.
1974. And this guy comes down the stairs yelling and screaming in his boxer shorts with a dress shirt on and yelling, "Will you shut the hell up? I'm trying to sleep." And I look up and it's a bloated Ted Kennedy.
Wow. Wow. Man, the things you have seen. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. It's America's Untold Stories on YouTube and Rumble. Watch it, support it, and get ready for some great viewing. I can't thank you enough for your time today, my friend.
Okay, kids. See you next week. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
I love him.
He's great.
And we have now, he's been guesting with us on Thursdays, with only one exception. Over this year, I think our anniversary is either a week from today or 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really flattered last year when they decided to have their first meetup with their fans that they chose Montgomery.
They did.
That was a really big deal. And awesome. I once again have to compliment Rosie Brock because it would not have been nearly
as off.
Oh, because everybody was, this is the first time. And the details that she pulled together for them and, you know, to make the event memorable. And we ended up...
You know, women are good at that. We excel.
You do. And this is one of many reasons why we need you.
The details.
And the cool part is that you let us take all the credit while you do most of the hard work.
Some of us do. Yeah. Some of us do.
It's... she just did a phenomenal job, and it was so weird because I am such a fan of these two. To actually be in the same room with them. In fact, mm-hmm. we needed a bigger room because so many people signed up to attend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I even asked I was the one working the microphone in the crowd that night, and I said, I just want to ask, how many of you are feeling like you're having a surreal experience seeing Eric and Mark here live?
Everybody.
After watching them, everybody.
Every
yes.
hand went up.
So we were all thinking the same thing. And the guys, he's one of those people that has contacts for any topic, any subject.
That's awesome.
And I love the fact that he puts it out there without apology, his opinions.
Yes.
He's really, really good. We're hoping for David Blackman. Now, I'm not seeing the Zoom invitation I need to see here. Here, let me try this. How about if I try hitting the start button? You think that might make something happen? hey, it looks like it is. It looks like it's... And let me unmute it because that was the stupid thing I did the other day. And let's take a moment to talk about Bama Lanes. You know, we're turning into the warm weather season, and pretty soon the air conditioning is going to feel like a better option than being outside in the heat. Well, what do you do? Here's a suggestion. Get back to the bowling alley and Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway and Bama Lanes in Prattville, totally refurbished by owner Steve Landers, offers every member of the family a good time. Kids, I know everybody says the same thing. They spend too much time with their faces buried in phones and digital toys and that kind of stuff. There's still something to be said for actually, instead of virtually, knocking down real bowling pins and watching their excited reaction to it. It's really cool. Get them out to the bowling alley. Bama Lanes has specials every day of the week. You can visit them on Facebook to find those, whether you live in Prattville or you want the Atlanta Highway location. And both offer the finest in bowling alley cuisine served by genuine bowling alley goddesses. Seriously, I would love to write maybe a pamphlet about bowling alley food.
I love bowling alleys. I can't believe that has like kind of gotten, we've gotten away from that.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
But it's due for a comeback, and now is the time. And by the way, you have a location at each Bama Lanes that serves adult libations. Kegler's Cove will be open. So if grandma needs a belt, she can get one, or a glass of wine, or whatever it is to make the occasion complete. Again, specials every day. It's well worth every penny just to watch the kids react to the fun you'll have at Bama Lanes. Again, look up Bama Lanes on Facebook. Check out the specials and get the family together and make a plan.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
It is 3:55. David Blackman joining us next.
Well, it has been a busy afternoon so far. We did have a pedestrian strike a vehicle Highland Avenue right near the school. As you're headed into downtown from Ann Street, please use caution there. Watch out for any emergency vehicles that could still be on the scene. And if you're leaving out of Montgomery, going I-65 southbound right below Tyson Road, mile marker 151-ish, we've got a bad accident there. Traffic was backed up 5-6 miles a little while ago. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. No other problems reported at this time. Thanks, ambulance there for you, both on the ground and in the air, from a simple patient transport to life or death situations. Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Our blogger buddy David Blapper going to join us as we take a second look at the Idiocracy this week, right after Salem Radio Network News, top of the hour.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota and get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with 36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together, and that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step.